This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM-FM, Winnipeg. I'm a 49 Ford, got a flathead V8, a starter on the floor, got a chain hook tailgate. Gotta know how it feels at the end of a run. Darling, if you please, I need just a little sun. Just a little heat to warm these bones. Just a little fire to carry me home. 6 volts in the wires, gonna have to do. I need a little heat, can I get it from? Sitting in a long weeds in a lean-to shed. Body of the beast, the rattle can prime red. I wanna taste salvation at the edge of the night. Darling, if you please, I need just a little light. Just a little heat to warm these bones. Just a little fire to carry me home. 6 volts in the wire, gonna have to do. Just a little heat, can I get it from? Stone now, and they all fly by. Through night and day, they don't waste time asking why. You're hard and cold now, fast as hell. I need a little heat, honey, can't you tell? Just a little heat to warm these bones. Just a little fire to carry me home. 6 volts in the wire, gonna have to do. I need a little heat, can I get it from?
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff here for you, playing you the great music for nearly 20 whole years on UMFM and, streaming online and podcasting and reaching out to you across the known universe. And today it's our official Best of 2021 show. A little later than some, but we had to go through all the science. You know, it's an important thing when you announce what the best music of the year is. You got to know what you're talking about, And I guess some people don't know what they're talking about. I was listening to Boots and Saddle a little while ago. Sean Burns said, he said, "Who am I to judge what the best music of the year is?" Like, well, what am I listening to you for, you then, you joker? If you don't know what the best music is, then what am I? Why do I bother? I know. You see, I know these things. I know the facts, the science behind it. I can tell you without question what the best music of the year is was, and I'm gonna play a bunch of it today. There's actually quite a lot more than I thought, so we're not gonna fit it into 2 hours. We might have to spill this over into another show or something, but we'll try to get to as much of it as we can here today and tell you about some of the best stuff that came out over the course of the year. And I'm gonna preface a bunch of these by saying, well, of course that was great. Because some of these artists that we're going to play, it's like, they're always great. You know that every time they release a record, it's going to be a great record. There's no surprise in that. There's no like, oh my God, this is great. Because you know it's going to be great. And we kicked it off there with Del Barber from his Stray Dogs collection. And I mean, the funny thing about that is these are like throwaway songs that weren't good enough to make the other records, or songs that didn't quite grab him at the time, or didn't quite get finished or whatever. So you think, well, you know, they're probably going to be stinkers, right? Not a stinker in the bunch. It's a pretty solid collection, and you got to wonder like why some of these songs didn't quite make the cut, or didn't quite get finished when they did. Or when they were started, I suppose. It's a great, great collection. I think I mentioned this before. He calls this Stray Dogs Volume 1, which I hate, because, well, we'll just wait and see if there's a Volume 2. I'm going to go on the record and say it's not happening, okay? So maybe it's the only volume. I don't know. I hate it when people say it's Volume 1, because so often there's no Volume 2. But we'll wait and see. We got our hope. Anyways, it's a great record. And if you haven't picked it up yet, do that. And I should mention, of course, that listening to these songs here and streaming them on your streaming service is lovely. It's nice of you to do that. But these artists, they've been having a hard time of, making a living, doing what they do best these days. So it is highly appreciated if you go out and actually buy some music, purchase it as directly as possible from the artist. Or a lot of artists, if you go to their website, they got a little tip jar there, a little donation, you know, button. And I've said it before, we got to start getting in the habit of tipping artists when they do an amazing show. When a show really touches you, or an album really touches you, I think you should show your thanks with a little extra. You know, you go to the restaurant and your server's extra nice that day, you give a little extra, you know, you bump that number up a little bit maybe. Well, why don't we do that with artists? I don't know. Bugs me. So I'm going to encourage you to go and check out some of this art, buy some of the records. And if you're so inclined, you know, make a little donation. Help them keep doing what they do. Anyway, so I'm not going to go through a top 10 kind of a thing, because I'm going to play stuff from a lot of great records today. And I think sometimes numbering them is kind of foolish, I suppose. Especially given what I said before, some of these artists, they're consistently great. We love them every time. So it's a little hard to rank things. So I got kind of different categories here. And this first category is just artists we love. We know they're going to put out great stuff, and they do. Now, that having been said, there are a couple of records in this set, and maybe I'll bookend the set with those records, that I think, even given the lofty standards that we have for these particular artists, even knowing that they're going to do great stuff, I think they might have exceeded themselves and done something truly special. And I'm going to kick it off here. This song in particular, the whole record really, if I had to pick one record that touched me the most, that affected me the most, that I think just blew me away more than any other record over the course of the year, if I had to pick a number one, I think it would be this one. And if I had to pick a song of the year, I'm pretty sure this would be it. It's a gem. And I knew it was going to be a gem. I had no doubt. You know, it's one of our favorite songwriters, one of our favorite singers, produced by one of my favorite producers and people, Jim Bryson. And it's just a standout. But this song, it just gets me. This is our pal Susie Ungerleider.
Thank you. String, thought we knew everything, like we ever had a clue. Old friend, I miss you. Getting high and driving drunk, bumming around in that piece of junk, painting the whole town black and blue. Old friend, I miss you. Old friend, old friend, I've been thinking about you again, and how you fought the good old fight. Old friend, old friend, your race came till the very end. I know you're raising hell in heaven tonight. Side by side and thick as thieves, me with you and you with me. You always were my one true blue. Old friend, I miss you. Old friend, I've been thinking about you again, and how you fought the good old fight. Talking about you again, don't you worry about us, we're doing all right. Old friend, can you feel the love we send? Old friend, we miss you tonight. Old friend, I've been thinking about slowly down the road, waiting for my ride to show. It's all I can do to keep from crying. So dark here late at night, I can't find the way, can't seem to do what's right. I don't know what I've become, I don't know what we've become, but everything is easy when you're free. Everything is terribly beautiful to me when I'm wandering by the side of the road, finding everything that I've not been told. Don't bother to come looking for me. Neil Young on the stereo, he's got it all, man, look at him go. It's mind-altering consequences, enough bullshit to mend your fences. And everything is easy when you're Neil Young. You can see straight to the door of the place where you come from, and it's easy to get paranoid. And all the weed and all the glory, it's easy to get caught under your failings. All my friends are writing songs about how some fucker done them wrong, but not me, I try to keep it to myself. I got secrets, best laid plans, all these years drawn out on my hands. It's nothing new, it's not enough to make me rich. Everything is easy when you got it all. The problem with easy is there's no place fun to fall. When you've got your life all sorted out, I'll meet you there with all my doubts, and I'll walk you to the places I have been before. When you've got your life all sorted out, I'll meet you there with all my doubts, and I'll walk you to the places I have been before.
Oh, sweat.
The phone's on the dash, the goddamn thing. It's one of those times when I know it's gonna ring. Don't wanna answer, but I got no choice. There's something bad wrong, I can hear it in your voice. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? The dryer's broke down and the kid's all crying. It's pouring down rain and his clothes on the line. I don't know what to tell you, don't know what to say. How am I gonna fix it? I'm 1,000 miles away. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? I get to travel and you gotta stay home. You're getting tired of raising them kids alone. I know it ain't easy, I know it ain't fair. You keep saying I'll never take you anywhere. Want me to take you for an airplane ride? Want me to take you to the seaside? Sorry, baby, but I can't right now. Gonna have to make it up to you somehow. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? We're nearly 20 years old. Not like we thought it'd be. We never talked this over. You can't lay it all on me. Van's barely running and we're all half sick. Band leader's being such a damn little prick. We hit the road early, I never got a shower. Supposed to been at soundcheck back about an hour. Blood pressure's up, I gotta take pills. The food don't kill me, the alcohol will. And I know it ain't healthy, but this is what I do. Same thing I was doing back before I met you. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? Insurance pays when they damn well please. I sent home the money soon as I could. Sent it home to Sancho like a good man should. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now?
Outstanding stuff there from a guy who's always outstanding. I mean, honestly, you know, is there a better songwriter on earth today? The guy's just, he tells stories and writes songs better than pretty much everybody. So it should come as no surprise that his record is great, especially, I mean, the guy doesn't put out records very often. He's not very prolific. So when he has a batch of songs worth putting out, it's usually pretty stellar. And I mean, his track record is pretty great, especially since, like, I don't know, Childish Things, I guess, is where where he really hit the mark for me anyway, with a record anyway. And I don't think he's let me down since, so I shouldn't be at all surprised that I love the record, but I don't know, for some reason I feel like I almost love it even more than I thought I would. And that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. That's James McMurtry there, his new record, The Horses and the Hounds. It's a long record. It's a strong record. I don't think there's anything that I'd cut from it. It's a great listen. I really, really enjoy it. And it's a beautiful vinyl LP if you have one of those. What's the Matter there from James McMurtry? That is a standout record for me, for sure. Before that, the always great Joe Nolan. The guy has just become such a reliably talented artist and visionary. I'm continually amazed by his talents and just what a great guy he is. And his new record, Scrapper, you know, he didn't want to do the same thing he's done before, so he took a little turn sonically and lyrically, and I think it worked great. It's a great record. It's called Scrapper. We heard Cherry Valance off that fine record. Before that, our pal Leroy Stagger, he's been working on this record for a while and finally got it out there, and it's another strong one. Again, what do you say? The guy knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it. He doesn't waste their time. Gets out the good stuff. Dystopian Weekends is the name of the record. We heard The Places I Have Been. Before Leroy, we heard something from John Wart Hanum. Again, another guy who has not let me down for a long time. Strong writer, strong, you know, performer, good guy. His new record, Long Haul, does not disappoint. I played you an especially powerful song, I thought, called Old Friend. Before that, from right here in Winnipeg, Slow Leaves, again, knocking it out of the park. I think the most interesting part about this, the most impressive thing, is that he just pretty much did the entire record himself, which is amazing, and it's terrific. It's called Holiday. We heard Did It Again, and I just think it's a great record. Had the opportunity to see Slow Leaves a few times this year and absolutely loved it, and hopefully we'll get to see more shows coming up in 2022. And off the top of that little set, our pal Susie Ungerleiter from her new record, My Name Is Susie Ungerleiter, produced by Jim Bryson, as I said. Song called Pumpkins that just gets me right in the heart, right in the throat, and just knocks me out every time. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I love the record. I love Susie. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. I want to play some delightful discoveries, I'm calling it, some records that absolutely knocked me out, and I did not know about these artists before this year, or was not perhaps expecting such great things. This first song here, this first record, kind of straddles the line between that last set and this one, because it's a duo. Couple of guys from a band, one of my favorite bands of all time, and I think the most surprising thing about this is not that it's good, it's that they actually made a record at all, and it sounds like they were a little surprised by the whole thing as well. So it's just good to have new music from them, and especially good that it's really great. I just love this record. I love everything on it, and I don't know if I was expecting to, because to be honest with you, as much as I love their big rock band, not all the records are my favorites. The records have songs on them that I don't always love. And that's not a knock. It's just, you know, they can't all be hits. But I kind of feel like almost on this record, they might all be hits. They're pretty great. I really love the record. It's diverse. It's interesting. It's a couple of guys from right here in Winnipeg, Joey Serlin, Danny Graves. They call themselves Serlin Graves. This is from Sad Songs for Sale.
How did I get here? How did this fall on me? I should have kept my hand down, Now I'm seeing things I can't unsee. I've grown so weary, and I just can't buy a rest. I should just walk away, but I can't leave this mess. So I'm calling out to the one I love to rescue me. Now I'm seasick and I just wanna go. The waves are crashing over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. Can't make it alone. Can I go back now to when I was 5 or 6? Nothing more than running wild with a worn-out back of tricks. The courage stole my innocence, bravery robbed me blind. If I knew then what I know now, would have hidden in the sands of time. So I'm calling out to the one I love to rest. Crashing over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. Go. Waves are crashing over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone.
Falter, knowing what was at stake, nothing of underneath. And the hills move like logs, the river speaks in tongues, and I am not alone. Naked Shenandoah, shaking me down.
banks lined with foam. I saw you trembling, all wrapped up in a towel, afraid to go home. And the sky frozen black covered my wayward tracks as I left to get stoned. Sap of recollection bleeds through the grain and hardens the soil. Flights of temporal affection pose in the vein and loosen the coil. And if I could find a use for things I cannot help but do, I might one day atone. From your mountain, I'm gonna kick in my own door, regain my native sight. Shed these worries unfounded, I'll leave them there on the floor, in the blue television light. And the wolves are closing in, the blood runs cold and thin, and the moon shines bright as bone. Walls, the river speaks in tongues, and I am not alone.
save a few shots and try it out on the decline. I'm lying low. I'm lying low.
took my time. Had a friend, he rode beside me, and when we made camp, he'd sing for me. It seems like such an inconsequential thing, but is it any wonder it gets hard for me? A lot gets lost on me, but I keep looking. Keep looking.
A lot of people discovered that one over the past little while, and it's appearing on a lot of lists from people that I respect and admire. Her name's Margot Silker. At least that's how I think you say it. And speaking of how I think you say it, Pohoril. I don't know how you say it. Well, you should have come up with a better album title, that's for damn sure. But man, is it a great record. Check it out. Broken Arm in Oregon there. Before that, we heard Sierra Farrell. What a record. What a fun record to listen to. Long time coming. Absolutely amazing. Here, Jeremiah. Before that, Charles Wesley Godwin from the album How the Mighty Fall, a record that is just so strong and so impressive and so enjoyable. We heard Lying Low. Before that, John R. Miller. Man, that guy just makes me weak in the knees. I love that one so much. Shenandoah Shakedown from Depreciated. And off the top, Joey Serlin. Daniel Graves, Serlin Graves, from the album Sad Songs for Sale. We heard Seasick. It's a lot of S's in there. We're going to take a break, come back with some more good stuff. We'll talk about some of the more recognizable names and some other stuff. Stick around. Tell a Band to Go Home's Best of 2021 returns.